From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast right here on the Arizona Daily Star. I am Justin Spears, joined alongside here Bruce Pasco and editor of the Star, Ryan Finley. So a pretty interesting 24 hours, I should say, guys. I mean, we had all these allegations come out with a lot of college basketball programs, or just a handful, with Oklahoma State, USC, Auburn, and Arizona. And before we kind of rehash everything that happened with Arizona assistant coach Emmanuel Book Richardson, I think we should talk about news that happened today. One of the programs that I just mentioned was Louisville. And this isn't the first time around that Louisville has had recruiting issues or recruiting violations, I should say. We all remember the one a couple years ago with the prostitution ring and then bringing
you
in prostitutes.
You can say strippers. It's a podcast.
Okay.
You can say strippers.
Prostitutes slash strippers.
Right.
And now, allegedly, Louisville paid a recruit,
Brian Bowen, we can name him,
$100,000 to attend Louisville.
Right.
So now, this morning, the Louisville came out and said that Rick Pitino is suspended with pay, but his agent pretty much said that he is fired, as Bruce runs out of the room because he's taking phone calls from lawyers. So
right, there's breaking news here. I mean, the short version is he was quote unquote suspended without pay, and Pitino's lawyer came out and said, yeah, basically he's fired. They also fired the athletic director Tom Jurich, because when they instructed Tom Jurich to fire Rick Pitino, he said no, and so then he got fired. To me, a couple things that are interesting about this, Justin. Louisville, obviously, I think, was facing a much steeper climb than Arizona was in this. Louisville was already down to their third, fourth, fifth strike with the NCAA. It makes obvious sense to fire Rick Pitino and the athletic director, but the fact that they did it so quickly has them – they come off as swift and sure and ready to move on. The other schools involved in this scandal could probably – they'd be smart to be decisive the way Louisville has been. And that's what's interesting is, as of the recording of this podcast, Arizona has not said a thing. Sean Miller has not said a thing. There was a two or three sentence a comment yesterday with nobody's name on it from the University of Arizona saying that they were surprised or something.
Appalled.
That the more time goes here without comment, the more interesting it's going to be. I will tell you this in terms of breaking news, Justin. The Arizona Board of Regents, scheduled to meet tomorrow, has added this investigation to their list of things. We could see some swift action tomorrow, or we could see some at least tough talk from the regents, who are sort of, I think, harsh on the athletic programs to begin with. This could lead to some very bad stuff coming up.
And another interesting thing that I saw today was during a media session, New York Knicks forward Michael Beasley, who everybody knows went to Kansas State, and he said that if you guys think this is crazy, you guys have seen nothing yet in terms of what really goes on in college basketball, which I think is, I mean, he's speaking the truth. We all know what has been going on.
Keep in mind, Michael Beasley was one of the best players in the country and ended up in Manhattan, Kansas for college.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got something to go there. People just don't go... Manhattan, Kansas sounds like a great place to spend 4 years. No offense. So yes, of course. But here's the problem. If everybody does it, and I don't know that they do, if everybody cheats, that doesn't make the fact that Arizona got caught by the FB friggin' I any less serious. The only 4 to 6 schools, depending on what report you believe, got ensnared in this, and Arizona is one of them. I'm not necessarily sure I care who else does it. The fact is the school we all focus on, Arizona, just got busted by the feds for this. Now, this brings a larger question of, do we pay athletes? Do we change the eligibility requirements? Or do we get rid of one-and-dones? You know, Justin, does eliminating the one-and-done remove some of this element from college basketball? What do you think?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, are you saying eliminating one and done? Are we making this the college football rule where you have to
no,
play 3 years?
No.
2 years and done.
No.
High school.
If you can just jump out of high school. If all the guys who just want to go straight to the NBA can just go, does that eliminate the give me $100,000 and I'll spend 9 months at your college stuff?
Yeah, I really think it does. Because a lot of these athletes, they already know that they're going to be one and dones. Mm. So you take that out of the equation. I mean, sure, the development mm-hmm. with talent is going to be a lot slower, right. And that's why NBA has to have one and done so they can go to the year, get experienced over playing guys that are going to be in the NBA at some point.
No, potentially.
But the
NBA has one and dones because the NBA Players Union wants kids to stay out of the NBA for as long as possible. If the NBA Players Union opened it up to anybody can join at any time, you'd have a bunch of pissed off players because all sure. of a sudden there's this competition coming for them. Mm-hmm. From my standpoint, and maybe I think eliminating the letting anybody go pro whenever they want, I think would take some of these pay me and I'll come to your school guys, may get them out of the mix. But then they're going to be competing over 4-star guys,
yeah.
right? Suddenly you're paying a 4-star kid to come play for you because he's the best guy out there. I'm not sure it's a solution, although I think it's probably a good place to start.
Sure. I mean, I would also have to argue that I do like maybe playing a couple years because we've even seen with Adam Silver, he's kind of contemplated on saying, okay, maybe we should lift this up to another year.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that really mm-hmm. affect the whole paying top-notch recruits?
Right. I like the college baseball model. I think that that's easy. I think that you can either declare out of high school or you can declare when you turn 21,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. So for most guys, that's either after your senior year of high school or after your junior year of college. And that way, for 3 years, not only are these guys all basically stuck playing together, the element of handlers, agents, people with their hands out probably don't pop up for at least a couple of those years because you know that those guys are not eligible to be drafted anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The way it is now in college basketball, a kid can go pro literally tomorrow. I mean, take the case of Raleigh Alkins. Raleigh Alkins, we all thought was going pro for about 2 weeks earlier this summer.
Especially after that combine.
Mm-hmm. Then he wasn't. And the next chance he gets, he will. Well, if you're somebody with your hand out to Raleigh Alkins, you kind of can't leave his side because he could be going pro any minute, right? Mm-hmm. That's where this is so dicey. Is I think that making a kid stay 3 years before he goes pro would eliminate some of the guys with their hands out and maybe clean the game up a little bit.
But I'm pretty sure a lot of players would actually like that because they don't have a bunch of people kind of hanging on expecting mm-hmm. something from these guys.
Well, and to say nothing about school. Justin, how long removed from school when did you graduate?
May, this past May.
Good Lord, Justin, you are young and I am old. To me, I don't want a kid coming to my institution if he doesn't want to go to class or become a part of the community, right?
Sure.
And if you or I were 18 years old, and if we were not allowed to go to the NBA, but we were 7'2", let's pretend for a minute that we're 7'2" tall.
I like that.
We would go to Kansas for a year, and we probably wouldn't finish our second semester's worth of classes, and we probably wouldn't make too many friends, and we'd probably spend every day thinking about the NBA. We have not improved our community. We have not learned anything from college. It's supposed to be the four most important years of your life where you learn how to become an adult. These guys aren't becoming adults. They're going somewhere with what is essentially indentured servitude for a year so then they can go to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
It might make for good TV. It might help the head basketball coach who gets paid $4 million a year to win games. But it doesn't help the kid. It doesn't help the fans. It doesn't help the institution. To me, if you had the college baseball rule, the kids who don't want to go to college don't have to go to college. I think that's smart.
So are you saying potentially when, say, the FBI, they conclude their investigation, everything's all said and done, and then it pretty much drops on the NCAA's hands.
Right.
Is that when the NCAA will make their consequences to the schools that are involved and then possibly adjust the rule?
Possible, yeah. I mean, I think that something has to happen to adjust the rule. To me, obviously, the NBA and the NBA Players Association is a big part of it.
Yeah.
If the NBA drew a line in the sand or stood up for one particular thing, I think that would help. But the fact is, I mean, let's be realistic. A lot of these kids who are on the take probably don't belong in college basketball anyway. If you're taking money, you're already a professional, right? And if you're so good that you're a top 10 pick in next year's draft, why can't you just go now? You know, why can't you be a top 10 pick in this year's draft? Let's leave college basketball to the guys who want to be there. And with very few exceptions. I mean, we could talk about Terrence Ferguson, who went to Australia.
Yes.
Most guys feel like they have to go spend 1 year in college. And I'm not sure it teaches them anything. And like I said earlier, the only people it benefits are the coaches, like Sean Miller, yeah, who get paid big, big bucks for 1 year rentals. And that's not fair.
Yeah. And you also bring up a really good point about, you said it a little bit ago about players not finishing off their second semester, like the one and dones. You saw one guy in particular was Kobe Simmons.
Yeah.
Where he was never, ever on campus.
Really?
In the second half of the second semester. So, yeah. I mean, it should be pretty interesting. But before we wrap up this podcast, so Book Richardson is obviously currently under investigation right now, mm-hmm, for accepting $20,000 in bribes.
Mm-hmm. Bribes that they called bribes on the wiretap, by the way.
Which is amazing.
That's odd. I've seen so many movies and TV shows. I thought there was a code for that.
Nope. But
yeah. He was arrested and then bonded out yesterday with $50,000. He faces up to 60 years in jail or a $1.5 million fine. His next court appearance is next month in New York. Mm-hmm. But he was, as of yesterday, a free man, I think, trying to get everything together and probably relocate back to New York.
And one of the recruits that was involved that he allegedly paid was Javon Quinterly, mm-hmm, who will most likely not come to Arizona.
Right. And we need to be careful about the way we phrase that, too. It fits the timeline.
It fits the timeline.
The feds wiretapped him saying that they had a top point guard who was ready to recruit. He just needed some extra money. And then 2 days later, he commits. And then 2 days after that, the wiretap catches somebody saying, well, they just got their player. To me, that is Javon Quinterly. If we can put two and two together, you don't have to be a genius to think, yes, that's Javon Quinterly. I don't know what that means for his eligibility, though. I can't imagine he'd come here, but I can't imagine he could go anywhere.
Yeah.
If he's found by the feds to have taken money, he is no longer an amateur. So he might be one of those guys who goes to play in Australia or Europe,
China,
or Israel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Arizona basketball is kind of in misery right now. It's kind of blurry with the future. Of course, I mean, we can't really say anything because the FBI is still investigating it. And, well, I mean, we'd love to hear from Bruce, but Bruce is currently talking to some lawyers right now. So, but anyways, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Wildcast Podcast. Again, you can like us on Facebook, or don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Wildcaster. And as always, don't forget to download that free app, the Wildcaster app. Thank you, guys.